Okay, so the hour is upon us to call the Village Board meeting August 10th, 2026, 6 p.m. To order. And I need a roll call of members present from the clerk.
Washburn.
Here.
Karas.
Here.
Ventrini.
Here.
Batya.
Here.
Pollak.
Here.
DeGroot.
He's here. Next item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance. Please join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is public comment. Members of the public are welcome to provide comments on any matter. Please listen for the president to recognize you. State your name and address for the public record. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. We have David Finch signed up regarding event space, nuisance property. Dave, if you'd like to join us up there at the podium. Make sure the green light is on the microphone. Name and address for the record.
No, green light. I don't see a green light, but my name and address is Dave Finch. Address is 133 South Emerton Road. Captured good? All right. I wanted to talk to you guys tonight. This is very timely that this happened. I don't know how much of the Village Board heard about this already, but on Saturday night, it was a large, extremely large disturbance on Emerton Road. The entire road was shut down for probably more than an hour or so. And I'll give you a little bit of background of how that happened. There is a barn that was put in off Emerton Road, 39 South Emerton Road. The longer story is we had actually looked to build there, but weren't allowed to build there because it would have to share a driveway. Well, I think that got slipped through a very large house with foot back there. That's not a residence. It is an event space. It is set up to host events. It's set up to host 20-something people. Over the last 2 years, it's been listed on Airbnb, on VRBO. Every single weekend, usually it's a Friday, Saturday type occupancy. There's typically bachelor parties there. It's usually loud music playing a lot. We've made calls to the police non-emergency number and several times, and so have the other neighbors over here. It's been bad, but it's never escalated to this degree. On Saturday, there was a published party, and there were well over 300 people who showed up. The entire Emerson Road from both sides of it, over a mile away, was packed. I know that it was at least over 30 squad cars that attended. I have a couple other neighbors. My wife Janice and I spent the day yesterday walking up and down Emerson Road just making sure that everybody was in agreement that no one supported this. Did a little bit of research. It's owned by an out-of-state folks who established an in-state LLC. It's owned by 39 South Emerson LLC. The owners live in North Barrington, Illinois. They're not really present here. They just remotely rent it out for events on weekends. Janice and I stopped by this morning and talked to Sam in Planning and Zoning, just got to understand, hey, how is this even possible? Is this legit? Is this even legal? Short story is the way it's zoned, because it's zoned residential, it's built residential, even though it's strictly an event space, it's zoned residential, and through Airbnb it can be rented out. So we've also followed up with Airbnb, raise our safety concerns. Of course, they're listed on our platform, so they get banned off Airbnb. They're going to have VRBO there right away. This weekend, on Saturday, the party was dispersed, and then they were still there on Sunday. I'm sure some of our officers know that they were called there. On Sunday night, they were well after 1 o'clock in the morning, fights, noise. We heard swearing and stuff all night long. That's the awareness of it. What our ask really is to take a look at how we're managing this. There's a very small amount of these rental properties that are short-term rental properties. This is an event space. It's not a house that people are showing up to visit with folks. It's a party space. And we think that we may need to update some of our regulations in town to say, hey, how do we deal with this? Before we get 20 or 30 of them, we only have two or three of these that it applies to. So can we take a look at the town ordinances and regulations that allow for something like this so that we can, it was really unsafe, like scary, scary unsafe on Saturday night. All inner city kids from everywhere showing up. They had I think Sarah sent a listing of their email that they sent out to groups saying, hey, show up with your own bottle and your own weed and we'll party here. So it was not a safe environment for a while. So anyway, that's all I know. I'm over time already. Just wanted to plant the seed and ask for some help with that. We'll run down what we can with planning and zoning. Already asked for at least a check of the permits to make sure they were filed correctly. And we spoke with Jenny over in the police department also today. We'll continue to call when we have issues so that that nuisance is documented well.
We got police at the back of the room, too, if you wanted to have any further conversation. Any thoughts from the village attorney?
Just off the top of my head, without researching it, my instinct is that the solution to this issue is not a zoning, or because state law has, you know, unfortunately, we hear this a lot. State law has constrained our power, local government's power, and one of the ways it has done so is to regulate short-term rentals, which we're generally not able to do. However, if it's a place, a disorderly house, things like that, there are other ways we can enforce against the property owner. And I think that's usually the best strategy is to enforce our nuisance laws and things like that against the owner rather than the, and not to say you can't give tickets to the people who are creating, you know, the problem the night of, but usually to get to the root of the problem, you have to hold the owner of the property accountable.
It'll just happen, yeah. So I think they're rented out for next week already, and I don't know, we'll see how this goes.
But I would encourage the neighbors to do what you've been doing, which is contacting the police, because the more, you know, record that the village has to rely upon of these incidents, the better, you know, equipped we will be to do something about it.
Absolutely.
The
we'll continue.
Yeah, the more actionable we can be.
Can we look into...
Can't. We're kind of off the agenda already.
Oh, I thought you asked for comments, so
no,
I was had a comment.
I asked for a comment from the...
Okay.
Attorney.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Open meetings laws are something else that the state has, you know, regulated for local governments, and we're generally not able to discuss something that's not on the agenda for the meeting.
Fair enough.
We can have very limited response to public comment, but we can't have a broader discussion.
I completely acknowledge that, and we're just very lucky that we stopped in to talk to planning and zoning and saw the meeting was tonight. So we took the opportunity. So rather than wait a month, we're striking while the iron's hot, while it's really fresh in everybody's mind, the scar is still wide open for everybody in the neighborhood right now. So that's why we just wanted to make sure you guys were aware and can be, or so you don't find out about a month later.
Yeah, so. And that's why we explain it, especially for elected officials. There's laws about these agendas and that they're posted and they're public and they can only discuss things that were on the agendas. So that's why we don't engage with people generally, especially the trustees, because they're the ones that the law applies to.
So. Understood. I assume that's why I leave my contact information on there as well. I can contact them.
Okay. Thank you.
Be happy to do that, and I'm sure my other neighbors would be happy to do that too. We canvassed the whole street and handed out my contact information so I can connect with all the other neighbors as well. So,
appreciate your thoughts.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else willing to speak public comment? I've only got... Mr. Finch signed up, going once, going twice. Oh. Give me your paperwork, please.
Go to the podium and
just where where the other guy was.
It's tricky.
Rodney, name and address for the record.
Yeah. Address is 1514 Derby Avenue. I'm one of the people in Lake Park along the lake bank, and you told us that the reason our property taxes, mine went up 800% just on my land, that the reason that did that was because of a court case. Cannot find the court case. My neighbor's lawyer couldn't find the court case, and I can't find the court case. Could you tell me what court case you're talking about?
Who told you that?
When I came in for the... when I came in to argue about 800% raise in my property tax, or in my value of my property.
I mean, if someone at Board of Review told you that,
yeah.
This isn't the Board of Review, this is the Village Board.
Well, they wouldn't give me the answer.
Yeah. I mean, my only instinct would be, and we can't have a big